Summer is peak season for comics, and that has Eve Check remembering her favorite comic book.
Beautiful as Aphrodite, wise as Athena, strong as Hercules, and swifter than Mercury. It's everything I wanted to be as a girl growing up in the 1950s reading Wonder Woman comics. Along with these awe-inspiring attributes, Wonder Woman had her own invisible airplane to get around in, and a costume that was, well, super wondrous. Wonder Woman rescued people. She defeated the bad guys, just like the male heroes did in the comics my younger brother was ingesting. At the time, of course, I had no way of knowing that the creator of the comics that had fascinated me in those days, which were hardly characterized by the capable women of the war years, was a Harvard-educated psychologist who had invented the lie detector and who was an early advocate for what would, decades later, come to be called the women's movement. Wonder Woman creator William Moulton Marston fervently believed that the comic strip character that he had launched in 1941 would be, as he wrote, psychological propaganda for the new type of woman who should, I believe, rule the world. There isn't enough love in the male organism to run this planet peacefully. In his engrossing book, The Complete Book of Wonder Woman, author Les Daniels reminds us that she appeared just a few months after the bombing of Pearl Harbor and America's entrance into World War II. In the Wonder Woman story, an American pilot, Steve Trevor, crashes on Paradise Island, an island of beautiful immortal women, where he meets Princess Diana, who nurses him back to health and then accompanies him home in the guise of a nurse, where she is sent to help America, the last citadel of democracy and of equal rights for women. Since 1941, Wonder Woman has joined the pantheon of popular culture icons as she's made her way from those first simple drawings into television, then later materializing as a Barbie doll, a Pez dispenser, and various kinds of action figures. Perhaps the president of DC Comics, Jeanette Kahn, says it best when she writes, "Here was this beautiful, independent, self-sufficient woman who was a humanist. She was a feminist, but she liked men. She had a reverence for all living things. Her interest was in a utopian society of equality and peace, and I feel that she's a national treasure."